The No Sweat News is here for you now. On Friday, we're giving away an extra large Mammoth WVH hoodie.
Oh, my God. And I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty sweet, actually.
For the No Sweat News quiz. And our first story is absolutely bat-you-know-what crazy. Quite frankly, I don't think this needs to be on the No Sweat News because this chick, wow. Today, we're sponsored by NJM Insurance, number one in the nation, customer satisfaction, the auto insurance claims experience, NJM.com. Dateline, Pennsylvania, story number one, filed under, whoa, crazy parent, 50-year-old Rafaela Spohn from Chalfont, PA. Her daughter is in the high school on the traveling cheerleading team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she came up, mom came with a plan to get her daughter's rivals off the team.
Oh, no.
She made deep fake photos and videos that made look like the other girls were drinking and vaping and partying and sending nudes all over the place.
What?
And then anonymously sent those pictures and videos to the team's coach and to the girls themselves.
This person is a psycho.
There's evidence that suggests that there's no sign her daughter knew that mom was up to any of this.
Oh, my God. That's insanity.
Wow.
That's a movie right there.
Mom was arrested last week for cyber harassment.
Hell yeah, she
and all
was.
Kinds of other problems.
Oh, my God.
What in the...
I should laugh, but that is so bonkers. If someone doesn't turn that around and make that at least a TV movie.
That's like a Hallmark special.
Oh, that's crazy.
What the hell? Unbelievable.
She's making deep fake videos.
To bomb the cheerleading career of her daughter's rivals on the team.
What the hell? Wow. That's psychotic.
That's way.
If that doesn't scare you a little bit about the deepfake thing.
What the hell?
Like, I'm not so sure. At first, the deepfake thing was like, oh, look at that. That's so cool.
It's a talking potato.
Yeah, and now Aww. It's like they're putting different people in situations and they're fooling others. Mm-hmm. And our identities are getting, it's only going to be a matter of time before maybe a crime really occurs. Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, that's nuts.
All right, let's get real easy. Totally non-controversial for the next two stories. Dateline Italy for story number two. Here we go again. Another small village in Italy is selling homes for €1. You get a house in Italy.
I'll take it.
For $1.
Okay.
Or $1.20.
Maybe I can be, neighbors with George Clooney. He's over there.
Yeah. In an effort to boost its dwindling population and get people to renovate old houses that are falling apart, you can buy a house in Italy for €1. The latest to make this offer is the mayor of the town in Lorenzana in southern Italy's Basilicata region. Some of the towns doing this require a deposit to be put in escrow, which you get back after the renovations are finished. But nope, Lorenzana's not doing that. The places are small and most of them need a lot of work, but it's $1.
I think if it's $1, why the hell
it's
not?
$1. And you finally know? Today, a new mystery flavor of Twizzlers is coming out.
Ooh, I like Twizzlers.
My second favorite candy of all time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I got to say, when a brand does this whole mystery flavor thing, you ever get the idea that's because they came up with something that is really, really bad and they need to trick us to try it? I don't know.
That's possible.
I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but
what's the flavor?
Here's what we know. Well, we don't know the flavor. They're
okay.
not saying.
Okay.
But they did release a picture of it, and what we know so far is that it's purple.
Okay, so I'm thinking grape.
My first guess is grape. My second guess
could be good.
My second guess is like mixed berry, and then my third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh guess is also grape.
blueberry.
Could be blueberry.
Probably not as popular as grape, though. You know, the thing that, if it is grape, I think that's a winner.
Yeah.
I love Twizzlers, and a grape Twizzler would be perfect
I'd
for me.
I'd be okay with that.
Secondly,
yeah.
You ever do the Twizzler as a straw you
Hell
put in the
yeah.
soda?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. You take that and you put it into a can of Pepsi or
it's
something.
Best.
Oh, forget it.
So there it is. Look out for the new Twizzlers coming out later on this year. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll catch you Friday. Your chance to win a Eddie Van Halen kid, the hoodie that celebrates the release of Wolfgang Van Halen's new record.
Nice.
Sized extra large. Full zip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.